USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the focus is beginning to shift to finding ways to prevent future violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to open talks to try to strengthen the current ceasefire and lay out a path forward. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Blinken reaffirmed that the White House believes the long-term goal should be a two-state solution.
President Biden's been very clear that he remains committed to a two-state solution. Look, ultimately, it is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and of course the only way to give the Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. That's where we have to go. But that, I don't think, is something for necessarily for today.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Movie theaters are the latest businesses to reopen after months of shutdown because of the pandemic, with many operating at reduced capacities and enforcing social distancing rules. One former health official says that people will have to begin to take their own steps to protect themselves in the next stage of the pandemic as more of the country opens up. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that people will now need to make individual assessments of their risk regarding the virus.
If you're unvaccinated, you're going to be at higher risk. If you're in a high prevalence area where there's still a lot of infection, you're going to be at higher risk. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, that could put you at higher risk because you're either immunocompromised because of medicine you might be on, or you have a risk factor like heart disease or lung disease, you're going to be at higher risk as well. So I think people need to make individual assessments of their risk as they make judgments about what they should and shouldn't be doing, like wearing a mask in an indoor setting, and also judging the setting. If it's a sort of, you know, crowded setting with a very mixed population, you don't know a lot of people, that's different than, you know, getting together in a household where you know a lot of people are vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers have made a counterproposal to President Biden's massive infrastructure bill. Jeremy Scott reports.
A bipartisan group of senators have introduced a $303 billion surface transportation bill in opposition to the Biden administration's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond tells CNN State of the Union.
Well, I think the president coming down $550 billion off of his initial proposal, I think shows the willingness to negotiate in good faith, and in a serious manner. And the real question is whether the Republicans will meet the effort that the president is showing.
The group of senators from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee introduced a bill that would reauthorize the Department of Transportation funding for highways, roads, and bridges, which is due to expire in September. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar, apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.